1075 KCL with Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday, starring Dale M. Pollack, professor of cinema studies at North Carolina School of the Arts. Ready?
Action! Good morning, Dale.
Morning, Jared. Morning, Katie.
Well, Katie's out. She had to leave halfway through the show, but
I'm sorry.
She'll be all right. I forgot to tell you that. But yeah, she's fine. She's had some family things she had to go to at the last minute.
Okay.
So
give her my best.
I will. Well, we got some interesting movies opening up this week, including The Boy Next Door. I do have a trailer I'd like to play.
Okay.
Dad, you're beautiful.
Good news. I've approved Noah Sanborn to join your class.
Physical education, right?
What do you think? This is some kind of game we're playing?
I will never let you go.
Stay away from me!
I can't do that, Claire. I live next door.
Do you want to take a cookie for the road?
I love your mother's cookies.
Rated R.
Yeah, so this is with J-Lo, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you were talking earlier about maybe hurting yourself. It's during sexy time.
Yeah.
If you want to hurt yourself from ever having sex, go to this movie.
Really?
I mean, this is, you know, January is the dumping time for movies that can't make it any other time of the year. This
yeah.
way they pop up and they're gone. This is one of those movies. This is really supposed to be maybe the worst movie J-Lo ever made. And that's saying something because she's been in some stinkers.
In Geely or whatever it's called.
The only thing you can say for this film is she did do all of her own sex scenes. So at least what you're seeing up there is J-Lo, but the story couldn't be stupider. I mean, she's supposed to fall for this hunk who moves in across the street, and of course, he's crazy. He's homicidal. So you've got basic instinct, fatal attraction, all tossed in together, and it amounts to less than nothing.
And isn't he a high school student?
Yes. Well, no, he's graduated. I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, but it's just embarrassing to see J-Lo at her age and given her accomplishments. I mean, look at her on American Idol. That's the good J-Lo. This is the embarrassing J-Lo.
So you're skipping The Boy Next Door then?
Most definitely.
I've always wondered, you said she did her own sex scenes. In the movies, do they fake it or they actually sometimes do it?
Oh, no. First of all, nobody does it. At least with almost no exceptions, because you've got all these people watching you. There's all these people around. Most actresses use a body double.
Okay.
That's why it's unusual that J-Lo did her own scene.
But it's still, are they naked down there? They might have
They're naked, and you have what's called the closed set. You only have the absolute essential people needed.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's various techniques you can use and a lot of posing.
Interesting.
But in this case, it's really her.
Now, Dale, I know you're a former movie producer. Were you ever on a closed set of a sex scene?
All the time. I had to be there.
Yeah.
I had to be there.
And is it awkward for
instance, I mean, Set It Off, a movie I produced, there's this big lovemaking scene with Blair Underwood and Jada Pinkett. That is not Jada Pinkett.
Oh, I see. So they just bring
that
in the stunt double.
Other girl.
But it does seem like
wow.
the actor, like, say, Leonardo DiCaprio in the movie Wolf of Wall Street when he was with Margot Robbie.
Right.
Yeah.
It does seem like there's a good chance that he could get
aroused. Yeah.
Well, you might get aroused, but again, you've got bright lights, you've got directors and assistant directors yelling all around you. It is the least conducive situation to get turned on in.
Okay. And I hear sometimes the guys wear like a sock type thing to cover up.
Like I say, there's various devices and things you can use, but you know,
yeah,
somebody's got to do it.
Right. There could be worse jobs, right?
Yep.
All right, the next movie's with Johnny Depp. It kind of looks funny, but again, it is a January movie. We do have
I don't know when Johnny Depp discovered he was a comedian, because he's not. You know, and he shouldn't be doing these comedies. He doesn't work. Maybe it was Pirates of the Caribbean got to his head. Johnny Depp used to be a terrific, serious actor. Now in a movie like Tusk and now Mordecai, he somehow thinks he's been turned into a French comedian. And it's just sort of embarrassing. And plus, the director of this film, this is the guy who wrote a Spider-Man movie, Jurassic Park. And here he's writing, he's directing a comedy, not his strong suit, David Kep. Mordecai is supposed to be one of the second worst films to come out this year.
So you have The Boy Next Door, the worst, Mordecai, the second worst. Let me,
right.
I do have a clip of it.
I am Lord Charlie Mordecai. I am an art dealer, an aficionado. I am also on the verge of bankruptcy. And therefore, we need a fiendishly clever plan to secure our reward.
Go to America and do what it takes to bring the painting back.
I feel as though we've made a wrong turn and arrived on the set of a pornographic film.
So you're saying it's terrible?
Yeah, I think Johnny Depp made the wrong turn. You know, this film does have Gwyneth Paltrow and Paul Bettany and Ewan McGregor, so it's got a decent cast. But the word is just terrible. And Johnny Depp seems to need to rediscover who he is as an actor because this isn't working.
Okay, and then the final movie I do want to see is Steve Carell, like you've never seen him, Foxcatcher.
Yeah, you know, this film got 5 Academy Award nominations, 1 for Steve Carell, 1 for Mark Ruffalo as Best Supporting Actress, 1 for the director, Bennett Miller, 1 for the screenplay, and 1 for the makeup and hair, because Steve Carell's nose is a wonder unto itself. The reason this film is worth going to is unusual. It's based on a true story, and it's extremely dramatic. And to me, the irony is the best person in the movie didn't get nominated, and that was Channing Tatum, of all people. I never knew he had this kind of depth in him as an actor. And when you see this movie, he says very little, but boy, is he a powerful presence. And Bennett Miller is a director. He did Moneyball. He did Capote. He only does a movie every 4 or 5 years. But when he makes one, it tends to be really good. And Foxcatcher is right up there. It's not going to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. It's probably not going to win any of the major awards this year. But it's an important film. It's extremely well done. And it's an unusual story.
It's all based on a true story, right?
All based on Joel, though, apparently one of the guys, the surviving brothers, blasted the film and then recanted his blast of the film. He said he was drunk.
That's so bizarre. As always, Dale, we appreciate it. We hope you have a good weekend.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Jared and Katie's Feature Film Friday on 107.5 KZL, starring Dale M. Pollock. Check them out at dalempollock.com.